An appeal to the Russian president on the sobriety. Fox News. The NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg calling on Vladimir Putin again to end his war in Ukraine after the attack and capture of Europe's largest nuclear plant, sparking fires and fear of a radioactive leak.
What is taking place in Ukraine now is horrific. It's painful. And we see human suffering, we see destruction at a scale we haven't seen in Europe since the Second World War.
But at a meeting today in Brussels, including Secretary of State Blinken, the alliance still rejecting Ukraine's call for a no-fly zone to avoid a wider conflict with Russia. President Biden holding a meeting on European security with the president of Finland, which shares a long border with Russia.
Finnish President Sauli Niinisto appeared with President Biden in the Oval Office to talk about, in the midst of war in Ukraine, their shared objectives to help ease tensions.
From sanctions to export controls and broader global issues of energy security, climate, and human rights.
President Niinisto, in a quip, emphasized his nation's interest in being willing to play a role in calming the current conflict.
We usually don't start wars.
Finland and Scandinavian neighbor Sweden are currently mulling over membership in the NATO alliance.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Police in the Kansas City suburb of Olathe say a high school student shot and wounded an administrator and school resource officer and was injured by return fire. There's no word yet on a motive. In the nation's largest school district, the mask mandate ends Monday for grades K through 12. And New York Mayor Eric Adams says the city will no longer require proof of vaccination at restaurants and other venues.
Restaurants, they still can use their discretion if they desire. It's up to them.
But he says both safety and flexibility are needed to get the economy back on track. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
President Biden says the new jobs report shows his economic plan is working.
The Labor Department says there were 678,000 new jobs created last month, many more than forecast. The unemployment rate slipped more than expected to 3.8%. February saw the Omicron wave of COVID fading. People were returning to work. The labor force participation rate rose to 62.3%, the highest level since the onset of the pandemic. The strong report confirms Fed Chair Jerome Powell's assessment that the labor market is strong as the Fed prepares to raise interest rates.
Fox's Jenny Cosola. Republicans still argue the president's policies are helping to fuel inflation. A key government witness testifies that a Texas militia member charged with storming the U.S. Capitol was armed with a holstered gun that day and advocated for physically removing and replacing members of Congress during the car trip to Washington before the Capitol riot. Guy Wesley Reffitt is the first riot defendant to stand trial, charged with multiple counts, including bringing a gun onto Capitol grounds and interfering with police officers. The moon has a new crater.
Astronomers believe it came from a Chinese upper stage rocket, which sent a lunar lander to the surface back in 2014. It impacted on the backside of the moon at 5,000 miles an hour and is believed to have created a crater about 60 feet across. No effect on the moon, its orbit, and our tides on Earth is expected. This is the first unintended dumping of space junk onto the moon. Space is just a growing and dangerous concern for U.S. Space Force, currently monitoring 20,000 pieces of space junk orbiting above us.
Fox's Phil Keating at the Kennedy Space Center. That big jobs report not helping stocks. The Dow finishing off session lows, though, down 179. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.